Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. The guys from Nitro Spear Guns, Guardian Charters, Evan and Nick are here. Sean's here too. And we have a whole gang here. Check out our Instagram, Facebook page. We posted a picture of what it looks like in the studio this morning. Nice and crowded in here, which is great. A great group of people here. Jeff from Cedro Sportfish isn't even hanging out here too. So he's an aficionado of free spirit. So
Cedro's kayak.
Excuse me, Cedro's kayak fishing. It's Cedro's Island. Kayak fishing. Cedro's tackle, Cedro's kayak fishing. Jeff Mariani from there is hanging out with us here, having a good time talking fishing at Cedro's, as well as spearfishing here. Giving away an amazing set of prizes today.
I'm stealing one of these for myself, and then I will give away the rest. But, yeah, what a cool deal that is. Two spots are going to, I mean, we obviously talked for an hour about what a cool opportunity this is to go off our coast and have this type of fishing and this type of gear. And, yeah, the boys so generously are donating two spots to go fishing on an offshore trip this year on Guardian Charters. You're going to get to go offshore fishing. You're going to get to participate on this bluefin. They're going to provide the gear, the best, those nitro gun. Like, everything is going to be provided for you. You're going to get to step on board and get in on all the cool fun that we're talking about today.
Two lucky callers are going to win that. And in addition to that, they're also going to win some swag from Nitro Spear Guns, right? We're going to give away a t-shirt for them? Or?
Yeah, we got some shirts. We got these new waterproof windbreakers.
Sweet.
Camo.
Nice. Your whole new line of clothing that you're actually giving our listeners a 15% discount on,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, 15% discount throughout the website.
And I know you mentioned it earlier, Pete, too. That's no BS. I mean, I highly recommend you go. It's cool. It's really cool lifestyle
really
type gear.
Lifestyle.
And I mean, for a 15% discount, hop on the website.
Yeah.
It's
official never see you coming.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Because the jacket's camo.
Oh, yeah. Perfect.
Did you like that?
Annie up.
You like that
it's
one?
Time.
Yeah. So Let's Talk Hookup is the 15% code.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just anything you want on there, apparel wise. Not the guns, but
not the guns.
Yeah.
Phones.
Yeah.
15.
The guns take me all too long to build. It. Every gun I build is handcrafted by myself.
Yeah.
So
I was checking out the pictures of the guns. They are works of art.
I appreciate that.
Beautiful, man. You do a really nice job.
Well, let's find out what's biting out there, Rick.
You got it, man. It's time for the Catch Report, which today is sponsored in part by the Sato Crimp and Winder Company, where they only make products that work for serious sport fishermen. The Sato Line Winder is the perfect personal use at home or on your boat. It's a low cost and a suitable to wind any conventional reel from bait casters all the way up through 130s. It fits bulk spools of line, and the Sato Line Winder kit is easy to put together, and it comes with detailed instructions. Get it at selected tackle shops like the Longfin. You can find those. They're great, great tools. I just love them. I think that Sato
really,
Line
I have one. So easy, so flexible, and you can literally wind any reel.
And it's so important, too. You know, you it's extremely difficult to appropriately put on Power Pro on your own reel without a machine. It doesn't mean you can't do it, but it's very difficult to do it right. With a Sato Line Winder, it is absolutely no issue putting that line on with the type of torque and pressure that it takes to do it the right way.
Absolutely. Captain Mark Wish with our FishDope.com report from Pacific Edge. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Rick, and guests. Yeah, It's just crazy listening to you guys talking about all this stuff from such a different perspective. It's awesome.
Yeah, I think so too.
But yesterday afternoon, instead of doing the shop stuff I should have been doing, I was tuning up my Marlin tackle.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah,
right?
You were telling me about this yesterday. Unbelievable.
Yeah. We're going Marlin fishing tomorrow in the middle of November, and they're biting. Yeah, it is hard to believe, but, you know, there's a pretty good amount of fish spread around the east end of Catalina down the ridge a little bit, and then that area stretches across all the way over to just outside Laguna Beach there, you know, a little fish here and there, both some jig fish and bait fish have been caught here the past few days. And I might just go try and get a little piece of that. I don't think I've ever caught one at this date off Catalina. We've caught them at San Diego on Thanksgiving weekend.
And it's good fishing, right?
It's, yeah, it's not like you have a shot at maybe catching one. I mean, it's they're biting.
They're biting. But, you know, we're going to give it a shot. It's going to be interesting. And then at the island proper, still some squid in the isthmus with that 12 to 18-pound yelptail hanging out right there on the bait grounds with the squid. 18 to 22 fathoms, best shot. Tackle-wise, it'd be like 25-pound test fluorocarbon and a light slider for that yellowtail there. You put a dropper loop down the bottom, guys, be prepared. There's a lot of big blacks living in the living on those bait grounds there in the isthmus. They just tore us up on our last trip. And speaking of yellowtail, with this decent water condition that we still have here, be sure you check the kelps out there wandering around. There's still a little bit of yellowtail hanging out on the kelps here and there. Not too much from Clemente this week, very few reports actually, but of note, there is some squid starting to build up outside the dunes, backside west there, and there's been some big yellowtails caught off those little bait spots there, so keep an eye on that. Now, below the island, it's a different story, and again, crazy for this time of year, but there's been some really good yellowfin tuna fishing this week. The area starts around the 381 southwest of China there, about 10, 12 miles, and then spreads out toward the Condom, and then Danny, just like 5 minutes ago, called me with a radio report he had of a double jig strike and some bait fish on 40 to 50-pound yellowfin here just like 10 minutes ago. So, I mean, they're kind of in that area, and then that area continues to stretch across over to the southeast corner of the Cortez. It's all good-grade fish, guys. There are some of that smaller stuff, but there was fish yesterday up nearly 100 pounds yellowfin, not bluefin. And then
yellowfin.
As you get yellowfin.
That's
yeah.
a great grade, too.
That's, yeah.
That's crazy.
And then as you get a little closer to the Cortez proper on that southeast corner of the bank, 100 to 200 fathoms, that's where some of that yellowfin is, as well as where some of the bluefin has moved to. So you get a shot there at both that 40 to 80-pound bluefin, plus some of them tankers that are mixed in, and that good-grade yellowfin all in the same spot. What a fantastic fall, man. This is crazy what's going
and
on.
With the way the weather holds, you know, no reason for it to change.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the weather, the long-range forecast, you know, we might get a spritz or two of rain, but there's very little wind mixed in with it. I don't see this stuff changing, and, you know, we're coming up on the next good moon. No telling what we're going to have going on the next week or so here.
Well, like you said, Danny from fishdope.com has all the info for you, everything you need to check it out. Fishdope.com, $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. Use the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is the $20 code to go get Fishdope for 365 days. What a great gift. I know it's a little early to talk about it, but it is Thanksgiving next Thursday, but time to start thinking about great gifts for your fishermen. Fishdope.com, what a perfect gift.
No doubt, man.
Boy, it really is. I mean, once again, here we are at almost Thanksgiving, and, you know, guys are going to be cooking up them tunas right alongside them turkeys. It's going to be another fantastic season here.
Gotta love it. All right. Hey, appreciate that report, Mark Wish. And where do we find you at Pacific Edge?
B, we're in Huntington Beach. We're in the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. The phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And next week, we might be talking marlins. Who knows?
Okay.
Sounds
good luck
to
tomorrow. Go get them. I hope you get them. Thanks a lot, Mark. Appreciate that report. Talk to you next week.
All right. Now let's head on down to San Diego, over to C4 Sport Fishing, and talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on down at C4?
Well, we're having a great August of fishing. I mean, November of fishing here. Lots of fish to be caught, though, here. Those half-day trips, seeing the reds, rockfish, sheepheads, a little bit of bass in the count, not as much this week. The full-day trips, San Diego fishing down at the Coronado Islands. Yesterday had limited yellowtail for their 8 anglers. Day before that had 65 bonito and very good bottom fishing. So overall, still lots of good options on those shorter trips. The longer trips, well, we had two boats calling this morning. The Tribute and the, excuse me, hold on 1 second here.
Okay.
Sorry, we had some big bluefin coming in, and these fish are in the 40 to 90 pounds is what we're being told, and that's kind of what we've been seeing over the last week or so here, those 40 to 60. They're not all those 200-pounders, but there's some very good bluefin fishing there, and someone's calling on the radio right now or trying to get someone to answer to who we have. You had 11 of those fish in the 50 to 90-pound range, and Endeavor had 10 bluefin on there. Someone else calling with more fish here, so.
And that's of this morning.
That's this morning. That's just this morning. That's not even what we had during the week here. Some of these boats coming back with 38, 40 bluefin. The Aztec had some yellowfin. I know someone else was talking about yellowfin there. They had 10 bluefin, 36 yellowfin.
Just great news.
someone just called them a 22 bluefin. I didn't get who it was. But
they're biting.
Very, very good bluefin fishing. So like I said, I mean, don't put your gear away quite yet. I mean, might you know, replace that turkey with some bluefin for Thanksgiving this year.
I'll say, too, one of the other things, not only is it great gray to fish and is it biting well, but it's biting very traditional the way we like to catch them. It's fly lining sardines. You know, it's not zombie fishing where you're having to stay up all night and only catch them in the dark. I mean, you can walk up to the rail and fly line a sardine and catch a beautiful bluefin right now. It's a great time to be doing it.
Yeah, and there's boats available to go fishing and take it home for Thanksgiving.
Absolutely. Those day and three-quarter, those 2 and 3-quarter day trips have been really popular, giving you a little bit of extra time to get into those fish. I have some day and a half coming up here. We've actually got the Aztec fishing Tuesday, Wednesday on that day and three-quarter day trip, coming back Thanksgiving morning, so you can take that bluefin fresh to the table there. There's still room on there, half days, full days, those overnights and longer. Check the website, seaforthlanding.com. You can call us at the office here, 619-224-3383. Always come down, visit. We'll get you on the trip, get you out there fishing. And he said they're not those 200 to 300-pound bluefin that we've seen, but there's more of them, and, you know, 50 to 90 pounds is nothing to scoff at this point.
Yeah.
Great fish, Marcos.
Well, speaking of good fishing, Captain Mike Pritchard's on the other line. We'll get a live report from the boat from him. And, Marcos, we'll talk to you. Have a happy Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, Marcos.
All right.
Well, let's do that. Let's head on live to the tribute right now. Talk to Captain Mike. What's up, Mike?
Hey, good morning, gang. How's it going?
We're doing fantastic. The word is the bluefins are biting.
Yeah. You know what? They are. We're very, very good fishing here this morning. Flat, greasy, calm conditions. We have 23 bluefin on the boat already at, 8:20? 23 bluefin, 2 yellowfin. The bluefin are... Oh, we just hooked another one.
All right.
The bluefin are 50 to 90 pounds. The couple yellowfin that we have, they're doing cartwheels in the stern right now. People are yelling. Very, very good fishing, though. 25 to 40 pounds on the yellowfin and 50 to 90 pounds on the bluefin. I mean, just flat, greasy, calm conditions. There's a giant spot of fish blowing up here off our bow. Sounds like fishing's pretty good across the board. I haven't really been up here much, but downright a phenomenal morning here.
This is fantastic, man. Great info, Mike. And like you say, it is beyond the middle of November, and this is some of the best, if not the best, fishing we've had all year long. And I know that we were kind of mentioning that with Marcos. I mean, is it still just traditional fly line sardine fishing?
I think we caught one on the flatfall here this morning. It's been all fly line bait. Ideally, with this size fish, 50 and 60 pounds, we did have one epic hour-and-a-half-long battle. A guy hooked one on 30 pounds. He got it. But there is still bigger fish around. You know, you see them boil up. You see the occasional 200-pounder. So if you're coming out on these trips, I mean, really, you know, being on a boat like ours, I think we have 220 rod holders. So I wouldn't say bring 15 rods, but you want to bring gear anywhere from, like, 25-pound on up to 130-pound. Maybe, you know, a couple 25, 30-pound setups, 50, 60, and then some 80 and 100, or 130 if you have it. So you don't want to just assume these are all going to – And it's funny, we've talked about this a bit lately, saying that the smaller fish are biting. 50 to 90-pound bluefin,
yeah, right.
You consider smaller now.
Smaller now,
but,
yeah. That's a good thing,
yeah,
right?
The small ones, these ones only take an hour to land on in some cases.
Yeah. Well, if somebody wants to come on the tribute, you have spots available?
We do have a trip leaving Monday, returning Wednesday. I couldn't bring myself to make the crew get in on Thanksgiving morning here again, so we changed it around a little bit. Leave Monday, come back Wednesday. There's plenty of room available. The trip is a go, and the weather looks like it's going to continue to be this way for a while.
That's unbelievable, Mike. Well, great info. Great job on a fantastic trip. Only 8 o'clock in the morning, you've already got a boatload full of them. Keep getting them, Mike. We appreciate that. If somebody wants to jump on that trip or any of the trips in the future on the Tribute, how do we do it?
Seaforthlanding.com or 619-224-3383. And like always, whenever we get a chance, I've got a handful of pictures this morning, and we'll be posting them on our Facebook page tomorrow, and that's Tribute Sport Fishing on Facebook.
Very good. Thanks, Captain Mike. Appreciate you always checking in with us on the water there, and we'll talk to you again real soon. Keep getting them. Sounds like amazing fishing.
So cool.
And it's November.
Yeah.
It's Thanksgiving on Thursday.
Yeah. We'll take it. Well, that's going to wrap up the Catch Report today. Again, sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best fish processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego Landings, but now with Fish Pros The Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerky fish, and their famous tuna burgers at their convenient Liberty Station locations. Fish Pros have also become famous for their line of smoked spices, salts, and rubs, as well as their smoked cheese. Pick up some at their Liberty Station location or order online at fishermansprocessing.com or do one of their newest things, which I'm going to go do after the show, is Sean has for your Thanksgiving turkey a pre-made brine and rub and all those things that you would do for Fisherman's Processing. We're going to Traeger up our turkey this year. So they've got
a
pre-made brine where you have to do nothing but just dump the bag, dump the containers into a bag, dump your water in, soak your turkey, brine it up so it's ready for the smoker, and all the rubs and everything. Those guys do so much cool stuff down there at Fish Pros, and they change it all the time, week to week, so it's way worth keeping up with them.
So you can either go by their Liberty Station or just buy it online, and they have a great online store now, Fisherman's Processing.com. Check it out. Only one line available if you want to get through. Talk spearfishing, talk big tuna. 858-457-1090. That's 858-457-1090. Rick, let's jump in the phone.
Phones are packed. You got it. Let's talk to Harry. He's calling us from La Jolla this morning. Good morning, Harry. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. First and foremost, I want to thank Let's Talk Hookup for your help on our CCA banquet. And we look forward to working with you again next year.
Yeah. Indeed.
Hello?
Yeah, indeed.
My question is this. I want to start this new adventure. I'm 79 years old, and I'm looking forward to doing some new stuff. If I were to get three other people together to go out spearfishing, can we select what we'd like to look for?
Yes.
So you can target whatever
question.
You want.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So
charter.
So we do half day, three quarter day, full day, day and a half. So, if you want to target Mexican waters, if you want to target local, bring it. We can do it all.
Yeah.
And like you said, the easiest thing would be like kelp paddy fishing when the Dorado are around, yellow.
Oh yeah. Yeah. So, the water's warmer, the water's bluer, the fish are dumber. Right, because they're on the patties for one reason. Yeah. You know what they're there for, right?
Like.
Yeah. So, they're looking to eat among other things on kelp patties. So, when you get in the water with them, they're fairly dumb, and they're so much fun to shoot.
And they
anybody.
Taste amazing.
Yeah, everything about that fish is
for
cool.
Sure.
They look cool. They're easy to shoot. They taste good. I mean, that's the perfect fish.
So call them up. Is it best to call, email? What's the best way to get a hold of you?
Either way, you can get on the website, guardiancharters.com, send us an email through there, or email me directly, evan@guardiancharters. You can text me. You can call me. You can slide into my DMs. You can do it all.
Send it.
Very good. Now, thanks a lot for the call, Harry. Appreciate that. That does free up 877-792-1090. Now, Nick just posted a video. Tell us about that on our Facebook page. Right?
Yeah,
on the Let's Talk Hookup Facebook page.
Yeah, so I just threw a video up there. It's a day that I went out and was a safety diver on Evan's boat. It was a pretty busy day. It was really, really good for bluefin. It was early on in the season, so a lot of fishermen weren't getting hooked up. At the time, it was just fast-moving, smaller grade, 50, 60-pound fish. But the volumes were just huge. Thousands of fish in each school. Everywhere you looked, there was fish popping up. And it was probably a five, square-mile block of fish.
Wow.
So we slid in on these fish, and one of Evan's captains, Nate, he's really good at sliding in on bluefin, just amazing. Slid us in the perfect spot, put in neutral, and our diver slid off the back of the boat, and as he hit the water, there's bluefin under him, thousands and thousands and thousands of.
And you'll see it.
Yeah,
in
you
the
owe
video.
It to yourself.
Yeah, you'll
see
check
the
it
video.
Out in the video.
It's
amazing.
Just
so
go to Let's Talk Hookup on our Facebook page there and check that out. Posted it up. And that gun you have was one of your
guns? The gun
that's cool.
That he was using.
Now. what's interesting, if you look at nitrogunco.com, you'll see that it's not just a wood gun. It is a wood gun, but you do some fancy painting.
Yeah, yeah, we do paint. We do paintings, airbrush. My favorite thing to do is resin art.
Uh-huh.
So we've been doing like this fusion resin art with just different colors that looks amazing up close and personal.
Yeah.
It's really hard to photograph it, but yeah, we do everything.
How did you learn to do this?
I took woodshop in high school and fell in love with it.
Yeah.
And it was just a hobby of mine. And I saw a wood gun when I first started spearfishing. I was like, oh, I could build one of these. And it just progressed from there where every friend of mine wanted to buy a spear gun. And I was like, you know what? If I'm giving guns away to friends, I better start making some money otherwise.
Yeah, for sure.
They're beautiful. I mean,
they really
work
are
of
pieces
art.
Of art.
Yeah, no
yeah,
doubt
they
about
are.
It.
Yeah. And they're functional art.
The material the same on all of them? Like, is there
all the materials
particular
the
wood
same.
That has to be for a spear gun? I mean,
a lot of people like teak.
Okay.
So teak's a huge thing in spear guns, but I use mahogany. And the reason why I use mahogany is it's more buoyant. So you can have a lower volume gun, which is easier to control and manage, and add more weight to it to ballast it. So you have, it's either mass or weight. So I'm on the weight side, so I have a more controllable 6-foot gun, which if your handle's centered, not centered, but predominantly in the back of the gun, it's a lot of gun to swing. And as you see, these tuna move fast. So you want a controllable gun, but with less recoil. 5 bands is a lot. So it can be dangerous when you're adding that much power to a gun. So we weight the guns up. But they're still balanced.
So are they neutral at the surface?
So it depends on the client. I try to convince the client to go a couple ounces buoyant because as you're kicking these
more
fish...
More buoyant than sinking.
More buoyant than sinking because it's still controllable. It's still you can still control the gun, but you're not fighting the gun and carrying it as you're kicking 100 yards into these bluefin,
uh-huh.
You know? That will exhaust you.
Yes.
So if you're not having to worry about a gun sinking and dropping down to the bottom of the ocean, that's what I like.
Yeah.
Unless they had to worry about when you got a million other things
about.
Going on. You're
exactly.
Worried about, like you were saying, your shooting line and where the fish are and where you got to be and everything else.
Exactly.
You can take one piece out of the puzzle.
Right.
Yeah.
Once you shoot the gun, lose the spear, it's buoyant.
It's buoyant.
Yeah.
Floats right up to the surface. You don't have to worry about it. If you get some cool fancy colors, you can notice it from anywhere.
Okay. Cool.
Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully. You don't want to
otherwise,
lose that because they're...
You don't.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah, they're expensive. They're expensive, but they last
a
lifetime.
Reason.
I build them simple. It's a traditional spear gun, and they have a lifetime warranty on them. So.
Well, and how cool is it that he's building it to the... You know, I mean, that's obviously, you know, what Nick recommends, but if you know, if you're a guy that's been around a bunch and you know you want something different, he'll build it that way. Or if you don't know, you can take somebody's recommendation who clearly builds a beautiful gun and he'll build it the right way for it. I just think that's awesome.
Absolutely.
Like a custom rod.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
The way it should be.
Yeah, I built a ballasting tank in my shop so I can ballast each gun to the gram of how buoyant or if you want it negative.
Okay.
So
that's
cool.
Awesome.
All right, let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phone lines, Rick.
You got it. Well, packed they definitely are. We're going to jump right back in and talk to Adam. He's called us from Murrieta this morning. Good morning, Adam. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. How are you all doing?
What's up, Adam?
Just wanted to call and thank you for a fantastic trip. I went half off to a trip to Cedro Sport Fishing. I ended up bringing my wife, and we had a fantastic time. Rosie took great care of us from the time we got to the airport. Showed us exactly how to get to the plane. They had somebody on the other side of the border to take us to the plane. They took fantastic care of us at the resort, at the lodge. We got some really good fishing in. Caught a ton of yellowtail, released a ton of yellowtail. One of the guys even caught a white sea bass from the shore, which was pretty cool. Just had a fantastic time. Wanted to call and say thank you, and we are looking forward to doing that trip again next year.
Oh, fantastic.
That's
and
so
how
cool,
is it
man.
Having your own charter plane that's just for your guys?
That just made the trip. It was only a 2-hour flight, and it was just us on the plane, and we just loved it. It was amazing. Everything just was so easy. Everything was all set up for us. It just made the trip just perfect.
Yeah.
It was a blast.
That's awesome. Well, I'm glad you took advantage of it, and thanks a lot for the report. It's such a great operation, though, Cedro sport fishing there, and appreciate the call this morning. You know, I mentioned Jeff was here from Cedros Kayak Fishing and Cedros Tackle, and he's now doing custom chartered flights out of Temecula.
I think that's going to be such a
next year.
Killer way to go.
Yeah,
about.
That's. I mean, you're spoiled now.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's like you have your own charter. You don't have to deal the border.
That's the thing to avoid the. I mean, going down was whatever. I mean, it certainly wasn't as nice as it is now. You know, being able to hop on your charter flight and take away, but it was what it was. It was the coming home that was just brutal.
Yeah.
I mean, how. It doesn't matter how long of a fishing trip you're on, from 3 days to 13 days. Like, it's all good up until that very last day. And then as soon as that last day comes, snap your finger, like, I want to be home right now.
Yeah.
I don't like you anymore. I don't like you anymore. Yeah. I want my bed and my dog, and, like, I'm over everything else.
That's it.
And then to have to hit that four-hour borderline coming home is just brutal. And so that now that part is taken out of everything, it's just huge.
So both Cedros Sport Fishing and now Cedros Kayak Fishing, you don't have to deal with
that.
That's
great.
Yeah.
Awesome.
For sure. Let's go ahead and jump back into the phone.
Sounds good to me, man. Why don't we jump back in and talk to Dez, who's calling us from San Diego this morning. What's up, Dez? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah. Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great. Good morning.
I've been talking to one of your guys at Guardian, James, talking about doing a three-quarter, but I had a question about spearfishing.
Yep.
What is like a basic starter kit? I know that probably doesn't exist, but for like a wetsuit and a gun and kind of everything you would need.
Yeah, it kind of does. I mean, you could spend, gosh, thousands, right? I mean, it just depends on you.
Just like fishing tackle.
Exactly. Same exact premise. I tell people a lot, if they want to just looking to get into it, just rent gear. It costs you $50, and you get all the stuff that you need to literally go shore dive for white sea bass, anything that we have locally. Getting started would probably cost you in the neighborhood, if you were to get kind of starter stuff, maybe $500. So
wetsuit, fins.
Yeah,
masks,
wetsuit, a couple $100.
So let's talk for a minute about the wetsuit, because the free dive wetsuits are different than scuba diving wetsuit. Open cell versus closed cell, right?
Wow, you really know your stuff over here. Oh, I only fish. Yeah, right. No, so spear, or free dive wetsuits are a little bit different than a standard surf suit, especially if they're open cell. So it's rubber directly on your skin. So there's no liner on the inside.
And why?
You get way more stretch out of it,
okay.
Right? So your breath hold is key, you know, to free diving, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And the more you're able to expand your diaphragm, the longer you're going to be able to stay down, right? So, and there are starter wetsuits that are closed cell that have a liner on the inside. They're easier to get into because there's that liner. Then it's similar to a standard surf suit where you can just get into it dry. A free dive, open cell free dive suit is just rubber on the inside. If you try to put it on dry, you'll tear the rubber.
Yep.
Pretty easily.
You
so
tear your skin up too.
Yeah, you'll tear. Exactly. Or your fingernails can cut that rubber. It's very soft Yamamoto neoprene rubber. It's really really soft. So, it's key that you use lube essentially to get into it. I use this stuff called Hibiclens as my lube. Most guys use conditioner because it's cheap and easy. Yeah, hair conditioner that you mix with water. It's slippery, and then, you know, eventually it just kind of washes out. My skin's too sensitive, and I'll get folliculitis on my legs, and I'll break out if I use the conditioner. So I use Hibiclens, which is a hospital skin cleaner.
Mm.
It's made for antimicrobial, antibacterial cleansing, and it's slippery too. So if you combine it with water, you'll get in your wetsuit a lot easier.
Can you dive with a surf suit, scuba diving suit, which is, I always get them confused, which is open cell?
Yeah.
Can you dive, free dive with that suit?
Yeah, so that's a closed cell suit, but yes, you definitely can. We do lobster dive charters at night too, where we only take two people, just because at night there's just more going on, and I don't want to, like, lose somebody,
right,
obviously. So we only take two people. But for the lobster dive, you don't need, like, the top gear, right, to lobster dive. You could have regular scuba fins. You could have a regular, you don't have to have a free dive low volume mask. And you could have a surf suit and you could literally, you know, kick out to the kelp beds and start looking for lobster in La Jolla. I mean, that's how I started. Okay. It's just about how everybody locally kind of starts. So you don't have to go, you know, make this investment, you know, second mortgage your house to go buy all this top of the line gear, just like fishing. Mm-hmm. You know, you're probably not going to start with like all Talica setups, right? You're going right. to, that's the nice stuff. You're going to start with stuff that's a little lower end and then work your way up to that.
All right. Good answer.
You know, you develop what you like and what you don't like, and if you as you go through, you realize, okay, well, this is something that I really like and is worth me making my investment on first, you know, and then.
Yeah, you can spend $500 just on fins.
Yeah.
Right? Our fins are carbon fiber, right? So they're super light, and you can get either soft, medium, or a stiff fin and be super efficient in the water.
Or you can spend $50 on a set of fins.
Or you can spend $50.
Yeah.
It's all how comfortable you want to be.
Yeah.
Sure.
You pay more to be comfortable.
Yes, indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
I'm going to go with that $50 rental when I get rolling. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including a big block of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, this is Jeff from Sagos Kayak Fishing. Year one was a huge success for us down at the island, and we are already having very good fishing for our trips in 2018. Our fleet of Hobie kayaks are fully dialed in. Our beautiful secluded compound has all the creature comforts that will make you feel right at home. My warm, friendly staff will take care of all your needs while you are with us, and I will personally guide you at all my favorite spots around this majestic island. Pack light as we are washing clothes every day, and our fully stocked tackle shop has everything you need to ensure a great time at the island. Our biggest upgrade this year was to our menu. With the addition of our beautiful Traeger grill, we are enjoying some fabulous lunch and dinner meals, as well as smoking lots of fish for you to bring home and enjoy weeks after your trip returns. Come join me for your next trip to Sagos Island for fishing or just exploring. Visit our website at www.sagoskayakfishing.com or just give me a call at 760-412-2507. I'll make sure you have all the info you need for a successful trip to Sagos Island.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
There's nothing more peaceful than fishing. Just me, my pole, and some bait. Oh, and my life jacket, of course. I like fish, but I don't want to end up at the bottom of the water with them. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Don't be the last to get one, especially now. The all-new Brutus Max Torque from Ace Line Hauler. You can catch more lobster and pull deeper with the Ace Line Hauler. It's faster and stronger, so you can get those bugs in the boat. Easy to store and low power draw. The Ace Line Hauler is the highest quality and certainly the best on the market. Just ask a friend who has one. Get the new Brutus Max Torque by Ace Line Hauler today. Buy now at acelinehauler.com or your local tackle shop.
XERS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Good times going on here, man. The phones are absolutely packed solid. Been a very, very busy morning. If you do want to get through, great opportunity right now. The line's been packed. We just had one jump off during the break. Our toll-free number, it's 877-792-1090.
You want to have a chance to win a trip, open party trip on Guardian Charters, go fishing and try those nitro guns?
No doubt. Good times.
On the guys, on Evan and Nick, there it is. Two spots to be given away, along with some great swag from Nitro Spear Gun Co. Nitro gunco.com. Check out their apparel. We're giving away some of that apparel.
Yeah, it looks great.
So, yeah, very good. Hey, 877-792-1090. Check out this week's edition of Western Outdoor News. Always loaded with great information. Bluefin Limits is the headline, right?
It works for me.
November. And, of course, they have information on the Western Outdoor News Los Cabos Tuna Jackpot Tournament and more. Check it out, this week's edition of Western Outdoor News.
All right, well, let's jump back into the phones. They're packed up. Let's talk to Arnie calling us from Vista this morning. What's up, Arnie? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Glad to hear you back on the air, Ricky.
Thanks, buddy.
Hey, no worries. Hey, you know, I hear you guys were going after bluefin with spear guns. Hey, question I have, brother. Number one, it's like, how the hell you stop something like that? And number two, it's like, shoot, it's like, that'd be like being hitched to the back of Rick's truck, getting towed down the Highway 8. But
very similar,
also,
yes.
Yeah. Also, yeah, I'm a big guy, so it's just like, you know, being in the water. I've never really. I mean, only time I free dove is in Hawaii when I went snorkeling with the turtles.
Yeah, this is not snorkeling with the turtles, right?
It's no. Not. But we do see turtles.
Yeah.
Evan's a big guy, too, and it doesn't slow him down yeah. one bit.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's 6'4".
I'm like a sea lion.
Yeah. He yeah. bench presses 200-pound bluefin.
Wow. So when you shoot one of these things and it takes off, what happens?
It all depends on your gear.
Yeah, run through what the fight is like, because I don't know that either. I spent my whole life fishing them on rod and reel, and I wouldn't know what's all the things after you pull the trigger like.
The fish takes off. But the best part about it is it's not attached to you. So you don't essentially have to worry about it until you decide to fight it and bring it up. Depending on your gear, if you have a clutch, what we call a clutch, it's basically like a cinch that cinches down on the rope or your bungee line. You can pull that thing up, and it's fairly easy. It's not too hard once it's fighting a buoy. So you're just pulling line through, taking a couple breaths.
Bringing it up to the buoy.
Yeah, exactly.
The fish is fighting the float.
The float, yeah.
Essentially. Uh-huh. So if you need to take a break, that's why we like using those clutches. It's essentially like a Chinese finger trap, you know, where you're able to slide the float line or the bungee through. But as soon as you let go, then that trap releases and it holds it to wherever you pulled it to.
Okay. So it can only go one direction.
So it can only go one direction, right? So, you know, with these big fish, they'll take off. And you can take a break, essentially, if you wanted. You know, you can take a second to regroup, put the gun on the boat, you know, have another diver come in with another gun for a backup shot if needed. And you're able to control the environment. You know, what happens so many times is, especially like on Instagram, you'll see it where guys are using a float line or they're using just a reel. And they're pulling these fish, you know, straight up, and they're not kicking out away from their shooting line or their bungee. And they'll have this spider web of 50 foot of bungee all around them. And it's so unsafe, because if that fish were to take off, or a sea lion were to grab that fish, or, you know, it sounds, you can get tangled super easy.
And
before you know
it,
you're 40 feet down. And
in a tangle,
eardrums burst.
Yeah,
it's
not good.
It's not good.
You got to keep kicking away from your line and stretch that bungee out back behind you. So as you're pulling it up, you're kicking away from it and making a nice straight line, keeping it organized.
That's why you need to go with guys to learn these techniques.
I was going
to
say the same thing. We were talking about it during the break, and Sean said the same thing. Like, that's why you go with a guardian chart. That's why you go with somebody that, you know, that's giving you this lesson ahead of time. This is what you do. This is how we do it. There's also a guy that's there, you know, that has your back. You know, should something be going not the right way, you've got somebody that can help you correct it. I mean, that's the reason why you go with a professional.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Hey, Arnie, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
How about Jason from Marina Del Rey up next on Let's Talk Hookup? Hi, Jason. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's everybody doing over there?
Doing great, Jason. Good morning.
Hey, so my question for the spearfishing gurus over there is, how do you target practice with one of these spear guns? And if you're a newbie who's never shot one and you go out on your boat, do you get a chance to take a shot at something before you get on the fish, or how does that work?
That's a good question.
I don't know. I've had a lot of clients this year not pull the trigger on anything until a bluefin was lined up, and for some reason that first lucky trigger pull just works. I mean, you just point and shoot it. If you want to practice, a lot of the time you'll run up on patties before you get to bluefin. You'll have an opportunity sometimes to do it. Guardian Charters is going to walk you through all the safety stuff, where to extend the gun, how to hold the gun, everything like that if you're new. So as long as you get comfortable and confident about managing the gun, just point and pull the trigger, man.
Yeah, it's
more fun that way.
I wouldn't say that. So I've actually never shot a gun in a pool, which some people do for like target practice. I've never done that. I would rather shoot at fish in the ocean.
Sure.
So I wouldn't necessarily say that there's a way to target practice other than just doing it. You know,
I think it's easier than it's not like shooting a long range rifle.
A rifle at a target.
It's not right. Like that.
You're not shouldering the gun.
No.
Right.
And you're pointing it at it, and you're not shooting long distances, right? I mean,
right.
You're like basically, you point it at the fish, it's going to be hard to miss, right? I mean,
yeah.
You do miss.
Yeah.
All miss, but.
A lot of the time it'll have to do with the diver being, you know, not controlling his adrenaline or something like that. That makes
buck
him
fever.
Miss. Exactly.
Oh,
buck fever, yeah.
So bad.
Buck
yeah.
fever.
First
that's 100%
fish,
it.
First dive, first fish, they see it, they're rushed. You know, they don't give time for those other fish that are behind it to come in and get close, and they'll miss on that first shot so many times. So I know I say it a million times on those charters, you have to just relax. But all of that goes out the window, right? You get in the water and you're kicking, and then you see tuna below you, your mind will go absolutely completely blank.
Yeah.
And you'll forget all of that, you know.
Yeah, if you can remind yourself to wait 2 seconds longer. If you feel like you need to pull the trigger, just wait 2 seconds longer. There'll be more tuna behind it.
Yeah.
Every time I try to convince people, you know, just repeat that in your brain as you're kicking into the fish, wait 2 seconds longer.
And then you'll be good.
And you'll be good.
Huh.
You know,
fish
in golf,
coming
there's like
closer.
A swing thought, right? Some guys have what's called a swing thought. It's kind of, I kind of have a swing thought, you know, when I'm spearing. I just pretend that I'm just snorkeling. I'm just having a good time. I'm just swimming around looking at fish. And one, you know, it helps your heart rate better. But fish can totally sense when you want to kill them. And if you can just relax and chill and I'm just snorkeling, it's a whole different experience. Those lateral lines are mysterious, but they pick up stuff like that.
Yeah.
They really do.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Something about Evan. And his face, just tuna love him.
Yeah.
I've never seen tuna swim as close.
I have the least intimidating face on the planet.
Yeah. Yeah, he smiles. Yeah. And
so another question, when I was down in the Keys diving, the lady at the scuba store sold a friend a dive mask that had like a mirrored finish on it. It was like a polarized lens.
Yeah.
And she said it's better for spearfishing because
they
don't see your eyes.
They don't see your eyes.
Is that true?
I've heard that. I haven't used one ever. I don't make eye contact with them. I'll always look at them, and whether it's tuna or whether it's white sea bass, yellowtail, calico bass, sheephead, I don't look directly at them until the moment before I'm about to put a shaft through their head.
Okay. Yeah. Very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Let's try sneak in another one here, Rick.
You got it. How about Mike from San Carlos up next? Good morning, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Oh, hi, this is Mike, your expert novice.
Okay. Hi, Mike.
Yeah, so I got a hot tip on putting on your wetsuit. All you got to do is get like a garbage bag and put it on your foot, and it runs right through like silk. Same thing with your arms.
I have heard that,
like,
yeah.
Like nothing to it.
It's actually, yeah, from when I surf, and Ron Lane taught me this. You put a bag on your foot, mm-hmm. and if it's wet, it's wet, it's harder to put on, right?
Way harder.
For a surf suit. Yeah, you put it slides right up. But I'm not sure that's going to work on a closed
cell.
Open cell, yeah.
Yeah, open cell. If you have hairy legs, you're going to tear off some hair on your legs or your arms.
Because it's basically, think of it, the free dive suits of like putting the rubber side on your skin
exactly.
rather than the other side.
Yeah.
Because that's what it is.
I got it.
Yeah. So, but it does, that does work for a wet wetsuit, a regular kind of wetsuit, no doubt about
it. Yeah, wet, for sure.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about next up, John from Capistrano Beach. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Yeah, I had a question about, do you go through a little safety seminar about if what to do if a shark or any, like, predators come up like that?
I mean, we touch on it because everybody asks. But it's never a major concern. Honestly, the biggest predator out there that divers need to be aware of are other boaters. That's the number one cause of injury to spear fishermen and divers, especially in the kelp, because you know, people just usually don't know what they're doing when they're boating. Quite honestly, locally.
When you see you see a float. You've had people actually run over your lines and floats, and that's a very dangerous situation.
Yeah.
We never got into etiquette. Yeah, we just didn't have the time to do that because
right.
there's etiquette on both sides, certainly. Right. What is the etiquette for a fisherman and a free diver? If there's a line in the water, what's the ideal situation?
Ideal is for everybody to get along. You know, this is a very competitive area.
No doubt.
You know, if you're in Florida, I've dove in Florida a bunch of times, and everyone, it's just like boat life there.
Right.
Everybody just kind of knows that mm-hmm. you're either diving or fishing, and everyone just kind of leaves everyone alone.
Yeah.
Here, it's a different culture, right? So the etiquette goes both ways. I know there's a lot of sport boats that have problems with, you know, especially new Spiros that are on boats that, you know, will drive right through the middle of a drift and, you know, mess up a chum line. I'm never advocating anybody to, you know, slide up on those sport boats, especially if they're spearfishing, because then you have something in the water, you know, somebody in the water that's going to, you know, spook those fish. So, you know, keeping your distance, obviously, on these tuna schools is key. Two is if you're on a kelp paddy, be patient. Right, because the fishermen will eventually either one catch all the fish, and or two they'll stop biting, and eventually the fishermen will leave, and then you can slide in after. I'll never ever slide in on a paddy if there's fishermen actively fishing on it.
Yeah, that's good etiquette for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's going on an offshore trip because we're giving away two spots on a Guardian Charters. Plus, you're going to be hooked up with all that great Nitro Gun gear. You stay tuned. Let's talk hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whalers Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whalers Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whalers Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whalers Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.
In 1971, Seaguar invented fluorocarbon fishing line. This game changer brought fish catching advantages to anglers everywhere, with less visibility underwater, better knot and tensile strength, and superior abrasion resistance. Today, Seaguar is the number one brand of fluorocarbon because of its proven performance. So no matter the fishing conditions, you can count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material. Fluoro Premier, the original blue label, and the stealthy pink label to help you catch more fish.
Yamaha's Why Wait for Spring fall sales event is back.
For a limited time, purchase an eligible new 2.5 to 115 horsepower four-stroke and get 6 years of warranty protection plus up to $500 in dealer credit. New 150 to 300 horsepower four-strokes come with 6 full years of warranty protection. Visit your local Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Yamaha. Reliability starts here. Offer ends November 19th, 2018. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. 36-month limited warranty and 36-month Yamaha extended service contract. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 36-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
This is Captain Mark Rayer for Genren Sport Fishing. Located on the Sea of Cortez, we will show you a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Genren boats are outfitted with all accurate reels from the smallest Valiant 300 to the beefy ATDs. Simrad Electronics, Fraser Gyro Binoculars, and Cruise with a Passion to Fish is just part of what makes us number one. Also, Cabo Yachts Vaquera has a Seakeeper for your comfort. For two live webcams and up-to-date fish report, accommodation packages, check out TeamGenRen.com. We pick up at Rancho Leonero and all East Cape locations, so let's go fishing.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, the big winner of those two packages, including a spot each on that great open party offshore trip, including the Nitro Gun, including the killer apparel from Nitro Gun Co. Those are going to Mike in San Carlos as well as Todd in San Diego. Guys, congratulations. You are going to be so stoked with your new gear and that trip.
Really fantastic. Great show, guys.
Awesome,
we'll have to
do
it again because there's obviously a lot of interest. Phones were packed the whole time and a lot of questions, a lot of interest. I was quizzing you the whole time during the show, too, and Ricky, too. So, again, if somebody wants to take advantage of your beautiful guns and also that apparel deal that you're giving our listeners, tell us.
Yeah, so jump online, nitrogunco.com. The promo code is going to be Let's Talk Hookup. And if
just
you have...
at checkout, you put that promo code in.
At checkout, you're
going to
drop the... Yeah, exactly. You're going to drop the promo code in there. You'll get 15% off on all the apparel.
The jackets, shirts, hats, everything.
Yeah. You will get free shipping on orders over $100.
Okay. Nice.
If you have any questions on the guns, just reach out to me. There's a phone number on the website. There's my email on there. You can reach out to me on any question that you have. I respond to everyone.
All right, cool.
So I like to reach out to my customers and build a relationship so that way they're...
I love your standard
job,
logo,
man.
Though. Feed 'em steel. That's a really good one.
Yeah,
I like that a lot.
That's really,
really
cool.
Good.
You're doing a great job,
what a
man.
Big
it
tuna.
Looks awesome.
Really nice artwork.
Appreciate
and check it.
It
out, nitrogunco.com. And if somebody wants to go on a Guardian charter, go spearfishing with you.
Slide into my DMs. That's what the kids are saying nowadays, right?
DMs? Is that a way?
Sliding into my direct messages.
Straight up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so on the gram, right, at Guardian Charters, please feel free to connect with me that way. You can shoot me a text. My phone number's on the website. We're on Yelp, TripAdvisor, all that stuff.
Our website is Guardian Charters.
GuardianCharters.com.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate that very much. Thank you for listening today. Thanks to Adam on the other side of the glass for all he does. Don't forget our app. It's the world's greatest app. And if you're listening on another app, you got to download the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's so much easier there. Check it out. Let'sTalkHookup.com on the App Store or the Google Play Store. Download it today, and you will be happy. Carl Schmidt from Fisherman's Landing will be here tomorrow. Mr. Carl, tomorrow, 7 to 9 a.m., tomorrow morning, right back here on the Mighty 1090.